Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Psychic Extreme Man here on Psychic Extreme Man Spiritual Link, and here on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the show. We got some callers. We got a lot of callers in the queue. So if you want to give a call in here, if you get you some questions answered, please do so at 646-721-9031. Also, we'll take a little moment for our sponsor, which is Richard Palanga, who has a website called DivineBodyWise.com. go to Divine Body. Okay, say it one more time, divinebodywash.com. Also, Richard is also giving out for our listeners, for everybody who donates $25, he'll give you a bottle of this body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go check out the website, check out the products. They're fantastic. Richard's a fantastic guy, too, as well, all spiritually motivated. So therefore, it's all going to be something that's going to work for you in the path that you've chosen. So give it a shot. Also, I do private readings, too, as well. We're having specials here for March, so give us a call for details. Right now, you can actually get a 60-minute reading for only $33.33, which we're only extending to people who actually listen to the show and call into the show. So if you go to the website, you will notice that the prices are, regular prices are $125, $75, and $55. And also for our group readings and our sessions and that kind of thing, they usually go for $135 to $150. But right now for March, you can get all the sessions for only $77.77. So give us a call to get the details on all the situations. But right now we also have a thing going on with Skype where we can actually be at your party through Skype, through a laptop, where we could be set up on a table and be there too as well. Or you could do a group, a conference call on Skype where 5 or 10 of your friends get in there too. And they're all covered under this one fee for $77.77. And everybody gets between a 20-minute to a 40-minute session. So jump in there and take advantage of that too. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact us to the website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, at psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, with some things are going on, it's just the idea that we got some callers and that stuff, and we're actually going to probably be discussing some topics right tonight, but it seems like it's going to be one of those relationship shows. We like to talk on Atlantis, which is a good topic too as well, but we like to be open-minded and let the show go where it's going to go. If I'm not mistaken, I think Dee's here too. Hello, Dee, are you there?
I am not.
All right, Dee.
I am.
Welcome to the show. And while we're at it, while we're sitting here giving information about people and that kind of stuff, so why don't you go ahead and give your information out, how they can contact you for jewelry and your readings too as well.
Okay. For contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. That's my email for doing email readings, which for donation of $20, Fairy in the Moonlight, Faery, at yahoo.com for Yahoo Messenger, spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com for MSN Messenger, and we'll work something out, $20-$25 donation somewhere in there. Contact me at my phone number is 207-374-5072, and for now is reading a donation of $60. I take PayPal. I'll work within your budget. And if you're interested in jewelry, I make jewelry. It's called my business is Dream Weaver Designs, and I make jewelry using semi-precious stones like moss agate, rainbow moonstone, turquoise, amethyst, all different types of stones. And I use sterling silver and a lot of Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe people. Contact me, and I can send you at my email address, and I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I'll work with you if you have something special in mind that you'd like, and I'm going to be working on making some chakra jewelry, so contact me and see what we can do for each other. I think that's it. If I miss something,
no,
my brain's out for lunch.
Okay, great. Also, I was sitting going over some things, too. If you want to contact me, if you go on my website, you'll notice that I actually work for Keen, too. But right now, we're having a special, as always. It's actually 24/7, only 99 cents a minute, so that gives you another route to go through. And also, I work on a random. On a random, I'm actually $3.99 a minute, but I'm also a webcam, and the readings seem to be taking on a different kind of parameters, too, so it's a lot of work and stuff like that. So it's a little bit more because we really throw ourselves into those things to give you the best readings you could ever have. And plus, with the idea of working on a random, I actually have a friend of mine here tonight, too, who actually works on a random, too. Let me bring her on. So, Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
And we have silence. Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I might need to put my mouth on the speaker, maybe.
Okay, no problem.
Do you hear me?
No, we were talking about, working on a random.
I don't want to be like a feeling.
There's a lot of static.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear any static.
Yes, I think it's the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and try to deal with it for a while. Just give us a, you know, a lot of people are kind of curious about a random, and they were just kind of get some insights to some of the readers on there, and you work on there too. So we were just trying to get some insights and get some insights from you too as well. So tell us a little about your experiences on a random. Mm-hmm. Silence.
Well, I think we answer the call. I don't know. You're talking to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bad connection.
Okay. So I didn't. Yes, this phone service, I'm under my dad's phone service, not mine, but. But I do angel cards, but also sometimes I don't even have to use tubes to really do a reading. They're just there, you know, the cards
right.
and stuff. But I can answer questions, specific questions, if it's stuff. Yes?
Right, no problem. That's what you get for doing live radio, right? All the surprises.
Oh, crap.
You guys are even out on my phone. I wish I had my phone turned on. I probably get better service with it. So?
Mm-hmm.
I think I lost you.
No, we can hear you, but it seems like you're fading in and out.
We can hear you. I'm having trouble tonight hearing anything.
I was trying to.
I can't understand half what you guys say.
Do you have a landline?
Service connection, not there.
Okay, no problem. No, I was just trying to get you. Trying to see if we could get a clearer connection on everything, that's all. Jessica.
Yeah.
Sometimes on your if you're on the computer,
yes.
you can actually call through Skype on the, at the top of the show page when you're sitting and it comes on, it starts going like that. There's like a little phone up in the right hand corner. You can call through that. See if that'll be a better connection. See if that'll be a better connection for you.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm saying I have to pay for the minutes. That I use on it. I got like probably 2 minutes. No, I don't have any minutes left on mine. You want me to call off that?
Oh.
Yeah, try to call on Skype because if you call on Skype, Block Talk Radio is also Skype, so it would be free call for you, okay?
Okay.
All right?
I'll try. I'll call back.
Okay,
bye.
No problem.
No, bye.
Thank you. Let's see what we got going on here. Okay, who's got the thing going here? Somebody try to cancel their Block Talk by hitting mute. I can hear somebody right now.
I tried hitting mute. My computer is effed up. It's got a virus I'm trying to get rid of. So I just X out of the web page.
So you try pushing the little arrow at the bottom of your little screen there.
Yep. It would not.
Right,
it would not mute anything. The web page.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
No, okay, let's go to our first caller, Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good, Joe. So say hello to Dee and her crazy computer.
Hey, guys.
Yes, and my static. Hello.
Hey.
So, John, you was at, we were briefly talking before you came on about channeling, and you was wondering about the spirits that are around you.
Yeah.
You really get a guess. Tell us a little, yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it started for a while. I've been practicing a form of witchcraft for 9 years. I've also practiced Reiki, and I've had different psychic abilities, like just getting impressions. And now it seems like I have the ability to trans-channel. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you have a lot of family members around you, as in spirit-wise.
Yeah. Well, I have a family myself. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just kidding. The thing I picked up the most was the idea I keep getting a mother figure around you. That's intense. I get the impression on your left side.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the strongest one. Where you, I get that, would get that as a, I don't know, some, how would you put that? It's the, one of the, it's, she's like the main spirit, and basically it seems like people talk through her to get through to you.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what you see is you see her, and she comes out very strong, but I don't see anybody. I don't get any kind of confirmation of who the other ones are because they go through her.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It kind of does. When you say her, does it seem like a female type of protector? Or?
Yeah, I would definitely get it as a female protector.
All right, that'd be my goddess that would be around me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a very strong energy, too. Motivation can be kind of pushy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a tendency, the way it comes to me, it has, there's some nights that she has a tendency that she can't stop talking.
Oh, yeah. Not in a bad way, but a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, okay. Well, I understand. We've had this before, too. I actually had one where I was working another job, and I was at a conference table, and this one spirit coming through all the time saying, you need to tell that girl that she needs to rethink her boyfriend. And it came to me like 3 times, almost like the idea of not literally getting smacked, but it was just that kind of energy. You know, you need to tell her. I know when you get it 3 times, it's time to pass on that message.
I've had the same thing. I make T-shirts for a living, so,
So with the situation of making T-shirts, do you ever get any kind of messages that they tell you that you put on a T-shirt?
I did. I was actually giving a reading for a friend, and the lucky number 7, 3 times kept on coming to me. So every time I talked to him, I came up to it. 2 days later, the job number that we were doing is the 3 sevens, and then what went on to the shirt, 137. So.
Yeah, but that was pretty intense then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
like,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, there's sometimes you just don't understand what's going on, but then it comes to you after you put yourself in the process of going through with it, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just one of those things, forgive me, I'm having trouble with my sinuses. Anyway, so Dee, do you pick up anything else with him too, of any other spirits that he might be, you know, you might want to make him aware of?
At the moment, not. I think I might have to call me on the phone and call in because I'm getting a lot of static.
Oh, okay. No problem. Do what you got to do, and we'll get you back on as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, I'll try that because I'm not hearing well enough, and I'll call back in a moment.
All righty. Well, Joe,
yeah.
Would there be any other questions you'd like to ask us?
I'm trying to think now, because it's like every time I go to a psychic, I ask one question, and then I think of other questions after I get off the phone.
Yeah. No, and I understand that one, too, where I was there hanging the phone up and going, shoot, now I remember what I wanted to talk to her about.
Yeah.
But by that time, I'm just like, oh, got to go do what I got to do, and I guess we'll catch him later.
All right.
So it's a good, it's one of those things where it's a good idea to have good friends who also do this kind of work too as well, so you can actually bounce those off each other. But you're more welcome to call back in anytime if you remember the question that you wanted to ask. So.
All right.
But you should really focus on, they all say we have five guides. We always have that main one. And I get one guide with you that I see as one of those old golfers from the 1918, early 19th century, where they got the freaking wild looking shoes and the freaking baggy.
Is he Irish?
Well, when I look at the hat, I really can't tell, but when I look at the face itself, I see a nose that I would say is Irish, almost like it looks like a leprechaun. And then we see
I know. I call him Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Jack.
and then you have a main, yeah, your main guy, it seems to me, he's very intellectual.
He scares my friends when he comes out, because that high pitch, you know, hello, like, it really scares people.
So don't be shy to sometimes put things in perspective and put people in place, because they are your guides and they work for you. They have a tendency to be a little overbearing, and I guess you would sit there and say that you do have a couple who have a tendency to not respect boundaries. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem then. But it is kind of a crazy situation when you do the medium stuff. It's just the idea. I mean, me personally, I usually ask Archangel Michael to stand by my side and basically only allow, you know, very supporting. Yeah.
That's funny you said that, because today I put on my my Archangel Michael medal.
Okay. There you go. Another confirmation, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and please give us a call back, and especially if you remember that question you wanted to ask. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's see. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
What's that?
I said hello.
How are you?
Hear me better?
Can I what?
Good. What?
So how are you?
I'm doing good.
You feeling good?
I'm doing good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me much better?
Yeah, I can. So what kind of readings do you do?
No, that's one. I don't know what's wrong with it. Actually, at the moment, it's between angel and no twos. Like just me.
Oh, it's just you and listening.
I do use just me or in the angel cards.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I am going to try, I'm trying to learn tarot, but I haven't done it yet. I do got a tarot deck. I haven't sat down and sit there and play with the cards to recognize your cards. Which one do they mean and stuff like that? So,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying. You know.
Right.
But I am learning them. Minute at a time. Somebody keeps telling me, you're gonna learn them. I said, I hope I do, because I got the deck and I haven't done nothing yet.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically
so
having
fun. Oracle cards.
You use what kind of cards? What kind of cards do you use?
Oracle cards. I'm achieving the romance and life purposes.
Okay.
But I am in the process of learning the psychic deck, the psychic tarot decks. That's in the process.
Uh-huh. So, is there any way you could... No, I was just going to ask you. If you could actually...
cards would be myself. So.
What's that?
Repeat that?
No, I was sort of saying that if, I was wondering if you could actually throw a couple cards... For me and D.
Sure. Actually, I did. Somebody called me the other day.
Well, I'm just saying, it's one of those things you're kind of comfortable with. I understand. It's still a different format. So when you work on a random, you might be seen by maybe the most 20 people, but on here there's been known to have over 100 or so people listening in. I mean, well, probably more than that, but sometimes we've actually had up to...
Yeah.
One time I think we had up to 19 callers.
Wow.
I was thinking about doing something like this, but that was in the making. Yeah, you got to phone to... wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can do it on the internet, and you can all work it through Skype. But sometimes, you know, I've seen the best thing to do is to have a cordless headset. Therefore, you don't have that much feedback and stuff. But
yeah.
You're right. You can do.
See,
you
I'm
can
on
the
headset.
Uh huh. So what deck can you actually give us a couple cards out of? I guess you got several decks there.
I do, but it depends on what deck you want me to take cards out of. I just got me therapy.
What you got?
Therapy today.
You missed the Gathy thing.
I just got the angel therapy.
You got the what?
I just got the angel therapy today.
Angel therapy is good.
I haven't
we all
used
them
yet, but I'm going.
Mm-hmm. We all need a little therapy tonight, so shoot it up.
Hello?
Hey, D, what's up? How are you?
Hello?
Hello, D.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out. I'm here.
Okay.
I had to
go
back to the phone I was using to begin with.
Huh,
this is really weird tonight.
Yeah, maybe it's the idea.
I know, I'm
going
to have to get rid of that other phone.
Well, one thing I take into consideration when you have a Venus-Jupiter kind of thing going on, you have to take into consideration that Jupiter has a lot of moons, too, as well. So, some interference from each one of those gravity.
I know when I was talking to somebody, because, you know, why am I so far?
Not really, really not. Okay, look. Push. Move. Thank you. Ow.
Also, for the callers out there, if you're listening in, you can give us a call at 746. Give us a call at 646-721-9031 while we're sitting here with Jessica. Pull me a couple cards out of your angel therapy deck. I'd like to hear. If I didn't already, could you repeat it?
Okay.
Is it driving me crazy? I'm telling you. Let's see what we can do.
I didn't invite you, Kat.
Okay, I will research that. Happy-go-lucky. Who's happy-go-lucky?
So it'll be for you, right?
Mm-hmm. What we got here? Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm.
It's too quiet. Good, you're there.
I'm too quiet?
No. I thought it was so silent, and I just wondered.
That we're just used to people talking as they're sitting there talking and shuffling their cards. I mean, I'm also a person that when I shuffle, I'm talking all the time. So I guess we're just used to that. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, I don't do that. I focus on the cards. I don't have to talk. I don't like talking because that ruins my focus.
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it. You do it the way you feel like you should do it.
When I talk,
that's okay.
Yeah, you're good.
With my connection tonight, I want to make sure somebody's there.
Do you think we lost you again, Dee?
Yeah, I'm here. I was shuffling.
No, you're good.
And the first card I got is talking about pay attention to your ideas as they are measures of the true divine goddess. Oh, shoot. I know, sorry. I was about to say someone's messaging me. Set in a message for your prayers.
Okay. That makes sense. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, too.
It is crown chakra.
Crown chakra?
How many cards do you want? Yeah. Crown chakra.
Actually, I used to go for three, but, you know, just go with your intuition on the whole thing. If you want to pull a three or two or whatever, just go with it. You're okay. If anybody wants to give a call in here, we still got an hour and 27 minutes.
Archangel Michael. You're working very closely with your powerful Archangel, who's protecting you and guiding you through this situation.
Okay.
I don't want to speak today. I swear to
you. You're what?
I sat there and I did that in the pre. I don't want to speak today. My words twisted up.
It's okay. You're good. Just keep going. I just get the impression that I should go for three cards. So if you give me a third one, just sit there and put a third one in there to kind of get balance to the other two, if you would, please.
Okay. And then...
Here we got some other callers in the queue.
Your last one was.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the last one was Archangel Raphael. The healing angel is with you, supporting you, healing work.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm just laughing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because I actually have a deck where I actually took Dorian Virtue's cards, the Archangel Michael ones, and Archangel Raphael ones, and put them together as one deck.
Yeah, I got them too, but then that they're not mixed. Like, I'm like, you make yours. It's like, you make yours? That's why I asked you in the chat, in the free chat one time about. I was like, you make yours? He's like, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like mixing mine and keeping. I just put them that way. So, if you took my cards and separated them, I would have six decks with angel cards. Right now I have three because I put them together. I usually put them together and leave them alone. I was checking the chat room. Tell anybody who's in the chat room can hear us, give us a call in here. Or if you have a question you want to fill out into the chat room, we'll keep watching the chat room from time to time. We'll answer those questions for you too. But if you see the number in the chat, you'll see that 646-721-9031 is the number you call to get a couple answers to your questions that you seek. I know we're all seeking answers, so come here and seek, and we'll give you the answers to what you seek.
Oh,
I guarantee
interesting
you.
To see what you find for me.
What's that?
I told Lindsay
oh.
to see what she finds for me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Jessica. Pull three cards for D.
four, three.
Thank you.
Before I put back up on
accident. Right.
Hmm?
It'll be
that?
Okay. She said she won't scare you too badly.
Who's going to scare who?
What's that? She said she won't scare you too bad.
I said, who's going to scare who or who? No, I don't think I'll scare her too bad, and I don't think she's going to scare me.
Mm-hmm.
And her first card is Victim Away Fear. Called upon Archangel Michael and Raphael to lift fear-based energy from you, your surroundings, your situation, and everything involvement. Does that mean anything to you?
Probably. With my life, I could use all the healing I can get. I could use those two angels.
Yeah, healing. It seems like one of those things you need to let go of, too, you know?
Well, I got mine to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
The second card is about powerful loving and wise spiritual teachers are watching over and guiding you.
Oh, Amon, I can't hear you. You yelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to say it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think you saw something about my shop.
No, assassinated masters. It's the card. It is about powerful, loving, and wise spiritual teachers are watching you, watching over you, I mean, and guiding you. And that last card is about earth angels. You are a light worker who has come to earth angels to teach about love. And I know I'm adding words to it. Which was funny about that, this card, when I first met the deck, this card popped up for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
That was my first card.
Okay. Must need it then.
Yep.
Did you say Earth or Ark?
Yeah, Earth. Yep. Earth.
Earth, I thought so.
Earth angel.
I'm having, my connection tonight is really screwy. Well, I'm going to download this later anyway, so I'll have it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, I save my stuff.
Oh, do you?
I save my readings. I think one I didn't save, the woman was so way off, it didn't matter anyway.
Let There are some people talking in the chat room about spirit guides. What are they wanting to know their spirit guides?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got a freaking headache. Mm. No, I was just there going to myself, too.
I know I have a spirit guide, but I don't really exactly know what if it's... I know it's
okay,
female,
good.
But I don't know exactly what it is. Huh?
No, I was just saying, whenever I hear someone ask a question about that, about spirit guides, I always hear mine. I always see this. Always see the name Sally. Do you know what the name of your spirit guide is, Jessica?
I don't know exactly. I just know it, I do have one. I don't know the name to mine. I know it's a female.
Okay. Well, I think
that's
you
all
want
to
hear
it. Other than that, I don't.
you are in your early 20s too, correct?
Yes.
That's okay. I'm just saying, you know, here before, you know, probably the next couple of years, you'll know more and have more experiences with your spirit guide. Also, I keep getting a soulmate connection relationship coming up here in the next 3 months, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things that you should be really focusing on your spiritual lifestyle to deal with that relationship, because it's hard to embrace things when they are real because of the drama we've come through. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I do agree to that. Yeah, I do
so
agree to what you just said.
I'm just saying, keep focusing on the spiritual lifestyle to help you get through it.
Okay.
Because it's one of those crucial things that will help you quicker than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go back to the queue. Look at people that are calling in. We have one person. Just talk to them very quickly. Jessica, you're more welcome to give us your insights to any person who calls in, okay?
Okay. All right.
Also, everybody out there who's listening in, if you want to check out Jessica and what she does in person, go to arandom.com. What do they call you on there, Jessica?
Jessica Insights.
Jessica Insights, okay. So go check that out, and I guess you're on there quite a bit, aren't you?
Lately, I have.
Mm-hmm.
So these last few days, I've been up there trying to gain my minutes as I can,
okay.
So people know, see me, and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. Let's go on to one of our callers here in the queue. That's area code 985. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And what's your name? And say hello to everybody.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Alicia, and I was just wondering what angels and guides are around me, and do you feel a past life around me, past life, and where?
Are you in the
what
chat?
I may have been?
No. Are you in the chat room,
no.
too? No, you're not in the chat room? Oh, wow.
No, I'm not.
Okay, no problem.
No,
I was just wondering. There were some people in the chat room I was giving some answers to, so I was just curious. Also, you're talking about there's angels and guides around you. Ooh.
Yes, yes.
So the ones I keep picking up the most is Archangel Shemuel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel. You know, when you got Archangel Gabriel as a messenger, but also works with people who have very strong,
yeah,
and deep writing gifts. And also it seems like you're trying to find a voice, not just for some of the things you're doing, but for yourself. It seems like you're stepping into some other realms that they're unfamiliar to you, but there are some things changing this year for you. And are you writing a book right now?
No. Maybe
I'm just saying don't dismiss it too well, because when I talk to people all the time, I'm sitting there saying, you know something, guys, angels are coming through. Angels are very powerful messengers, but also the idea of working with you also develop skills, so therefore you should never dismiss it. And so, no, I don't think I do that. They're not asking you that. They're telling you
right.
that you are. So therefore you need to follow through with those things. Also, we got Archangel Shemuel, which is the idea of really focusing on not just that one particular person that you love, but also focusing on what you love as a career and following through with that too as well. And those two seem to be intersecting with each other. So really take it in consideration what you're doing and what you really want to do with your life. This is a year of a lot of transformations and a lot of changes. And I think people have to understand that with 2012, that's more what it's all about, that people are letting go of the way they used to think in favor of a more spiritual, actually really looking for a really intense connection and a direction to go into, because they're just not content with working from 9 to 5 and killing themselves because they never get a chance to enjoy their lives.
No.
And it seems like that's where you
right.
are. Does that make
right,
sense to you?
Right. Any other changes coming through for me? Any others?
What's that?
Any other changes?
Definitely changes coming.
I get that right now. It seems like those are the two that are important, because in the process of working with those, it seems that there's more behind those. But you have to focus on these ones first, okay? It's like when people start focusing on their relationships, the first thing you need to do is focus on yourself and make sure that you are clear and get rid of the clutter, and there's nothing going to interfere with any kind of relationship that comes into your life. So then when it does happen, therefore it can proceed to go forward without any kind of obstructions or blockages to keep it going anywhere. That way you can always see things clearly, okay? And well, it works the same way with careers and when you're making changes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you got some major things going on right now in your life. Yeah. But when you listen,
what are some of those major things going on right now?
First thing that comes to me is re-examining exactly what you want to do. It's the idea of... I see that you're focusing on changing career, changing things.
Yes. Not just internally, but externally as well. You know, when you reach a certain age, there are certain things that you want to rejuvenate. You know, you want to stay a certain way or be a certain way. It's not, you know, that's just the way it is.
Right. I'm just saying.
But not only that, I mean, there are other changes I want to make too. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lived for 61 years. So, I mean, there's other paths I would like to go down on. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All they're saying is
good time to start.
Right.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying it's time to take a step back and reexamine the ideal of saying we have to watch ourselves before we go and proceed down the path of asking ourselves, are we doing it because we want to do it, or because the world says that's what we need to do? And anytime you feed into any kind of thing that has to do with age, then you're focusing too much on the worldly way of doing things by saying, well, at this certain age, we'll do certain things.
That's true.
We cannot do that anymore, because realistically, with the ideal of our life expectancy changing and actually getting longer, no longer will a 60-year-old person look 60 years old, because realistically, as a human being that has a tendency to reflect environment and what they've been through than what their age really is. So So if you have a person who's taking care of themselves very well, who doesn't feed into death or any kind of expectations or limitations, what you're going to see is a person who just keeps striving. They might be, you know, they might have that earthly age when they're 60, but they have the mentality and the energy of a 35-year-old. So therefore, that's what they need to follow through with.
You know, that's how I feel. Exactly. I have the earth, you know, I'm 61, but at the same time I feel young, you know, I feel younger, yeah. It's like
exactly.
If somebody asked me my age,
I understand you completely.
Say, you know, I'm 16.
Yeah.
Instead of being 61, I'm 16 some days, and it feels
good. Well, turn around, yeah.
Now, when I'm 62, I'm going to be 26, yeah.
Yeah, so what you do is you take your freaking mentality and you go, okay, I have goals, I have wants and needs that I need to follow through with. And then
take
your imagination and say, I am, you know, like in my journal, I got in my journal, it says, I feel and look and am 25 years old. And I have a great physical body.
Exactly.
And I live that way. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm getting old. And I said, what does that mean? Give me the definition of what that means. What does that mean? And then you have a typical stuff that are going,
well,
I never thought of the definition. They're just so caught up in the phrase and the habit of saying certain things. They don't catch what they're saying. They're actually condemning themselves because, like I heard my mom say that before, like the power of life and death is in the tongue. So you sort of look at the situation and go, okay, what you speak, you create. And so therefore, a lot of people freak out when they read that too. And they're going, ooh. But I said, but no, it's like, what if? What if has two sides? It has a negative side and a positive side. So you can sort of go, oh, what if I fall off the cliff if I get too close? Well, what if you don't? You fly down and kind of pitter-pat on the freaking ground. You don't know. If you feel that way, there's something about you that says those things. If you have a voice within you that says, you need to do this, you need to follow through with it. And that's the one thing I get the most with you, too, as well, is just you need to follow through. And everybody needs to send me some affirmations to keep from eating those cookies will give me headaches. Anyway, I just ate
Then you start to attract people that age, and then what do? You're kind of divorced from reality because then all of a sudden you have these young people around you, and you go, okay, now what? You know, you have to realize that you are a
certain
age, and there are certain limitations. You know what I mean? And then what do you do?
Well, what I do is the situation right now, I'm 50 years old, I'm dating a girl who's 26. And the reason I feel like I'm dating a 26-year-old is because I'm 26. Plus, also, the perception is like this, guys. I want to say this very clear, and I want everybody to sit there and stop thinking. If you're a person out there doing readings, I want you to do one thing. Step back and ask yourself, are you giving opinions, or are you actually giving them what you're picking up? I've had two readings lately when they said, you know, when I was 26, I was irresponsible, I was partying, blah, 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 blah. I'm sort of going, okay, but just take the reading back to the individual. I don't want to hear statistics. I don't want to hear what you were doing at 25 or 26, because when I was 25, I was married. I had a child and three jobs. You know, you see the difference?
Me too. I was buried with four at 25.
Right.
I had four children. I was on the brink of a divorce, and I'm saying, oh, my God, what just happened to me? 10 years ago, I was only 15, and here I am already, you know, without a, not married, with four children. More than buried.
Yes. I'm just saying.
It's like I never enjoyed being 25. Yeah, no, I know.
And so you sit there and focus and back on the situation.
I understand what you're saying.
So what I do is, and the perception that when I was 25 or 26 years old, it's the ideal, okay, now maybe you have a chance to live it the way you should have lived it in the first place, and maybe be with the person you should have been with, instead of looking back at those situations and those times, and maybe the reason they didn't work out is because at that time you were doing it for the wrong reason. I know for me, when I got married, I think I got married because I seen a woman who was in such a bad way and so poor. But I know our family wasn't, you know, we have a tendency to focus on solutions and get out. But I felt like if she was introduced to that, maybe she would change, which she never has. but when you sort of look at the situation and looking at some of these 25 and 26 years old, there's a lot of responsible ones out there. So to sit there and put that energy on there. Well, you know, when I was 26, I had no idea what I was doing. There are 26-year-olds
right,
who do.
Right. I see what you're saying. Right.
So you're asking the question, I'm focusing on a 26-year-old, but what I'm saying is the reason you would start getting those people around you is probably more likely the people that are around you now that are the same age you are either like Mike's wife. She's a prime example. The reason I don't like to hang out with people her age is because all I talk about is how they're dying. But, you know, I got home from work today,
That's all they talk about. Yeah.
Right. They're talking about dying, and my ass hurt, dinner. You're sitting there going, I'm trying to focus on positive. And so all of a sudden you attract 26-year-old positive people into your life that make you help you tap into your youthful side that's always been there, or that inner child that needs to come out and play, which is that motivation for us to go out and still accomplish the goals that we still have, because we're still living. We're still alive. We're still here going, I'm going to do it. This time I can do it. I'm 50. We had a story about a 90-year-old guy, okay? And this is a good example because the guy's 90 years old. He's walking around. He's in his pajamas. Well, people start making fun of him. And he said, what's so funny about me walking around in pajamas when I see women in the grocery store wearing pajama bottoms? So why is it so weird for me? Because, I know what it is, because I'm 90 years old, and you're thinking. So he looks at everybody and says, you're right. You never know when a nap's going to come on. I'm good to go. But he also was a speed reader. At 90 years old, he could still read faster than most 6-year-olds. Okay? He was also learning how to play guitar. He was still going after certain goals. And he said, you know something? I don't know. I might be the first person to live another 90 years. And he said, I can open the door and let it go. But he says, because he says, right now, I feel a certain way that I still have goals to accomplish. So I'm not going to feed into the age. I'm going to feed into the goals in my life and make it the best it can be because it's still going on.
Exactly.
And see what happens. So it's your situation. I understand what you're saying. You have a lot of goals.
Those are good attitudes. And, you know, I would agree with you on that because there are days that I would say there are more days in my life right now when I think that way because I want to live to be 100. And I say to myself, the only way I'm going to live to be 100 is thinking that way. You cannot think negative. You've got to think about where you're at. You still have goals. You still have dreams. You still have wishes and desires. Go with it. It doesn't matter. Anybody who comes and crosses your path and says, no, you can't do it, fully them. They don't know what they're talking about. So just because you are a certain age, you don't want to put yourself in a box. Exactly. Why would you want to? Because that shortens your life. That's what kills you. It's putting yourself in that box. Living it. Believing it, you know? I have less aches and pains now because of that. I used to have fibromyalgia. You know I don't have it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Yep.
Yeah. It went away.
Yep.
So you're thinking really, 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 I think, so many things
sometimes,
in your body.
Right. Sometimes it's also your thinking. You know, my mom, she was always told that when you get to a certain age, your eyesight starts going. And it was amazing when she hit that certain age, her eyesight
started to go.
But then she went to church, and they healed her eyesight. And a friend of mine says, what do you think about that? I said, I don't think they healed her eyesight. I think they healed her subconscious mind so she wouldn't believe that she was going blind. And he's like, I never thought of that from that point of view. You know, it's kind of like, it's still like a physical healing, but it's in a different direction. It's more subconsciously, because we have a lot of thoughts in our subconscious mind that have a tendency to actually reflect on our perceptions of what we believe. And once that perceptions change, our beliefs change, and our outlooks change, and usually the parameters of our imagination changes where we start seeing what was impossible to start realizing, what is the possibility? Maybe I should explore it. You know, if we could sit down and talk to people and say, hey, why don't we sit there and look at some people looking at relationships, like women in particular. I'm sitting there going, okay, dude, you have a guy in your life who's sitting there saying to you right now, I don't know how I feel, and I don't know what I want, to take the strength and say, okay, what do I feel when I connect with this person? Is he telling me the truth? Is that the surface thing true? And then all of a sudden what we get is she gets this feeling. That's why a lot of women are confused, because the guy will act a certain way, but her heart, which is connected to his, feels something totally different. She goes, I know this guy loves me. Why is he not acting that way? It's because you won't put him in that position to make him own up to it. You'll sit there and look at the guy and you go, well, he's been hurt. I say, what do you freaking do? Haven't you? It's one of those things of being strong and saying to a person, when you feel it, call their bluff and say, you know something? If you didn't want this, it wouldn't be happening. If you didn't want to be here, you wouldn't be here. If you wanted to do it a different way, you would have done it a different way. But you know what happened? This is the reality that you've created. That's not what happened. Here you are. Here we are staring face to face. So either take the responsibility for what you created with this manifestation, which we've both done, and I'm willing to do. But if you're not, then I'm moving on. Because I know for a fact that since you're reflecting to me that I am a loving, caring person, that I'm going to find somebody. But since you can't express that to yourself, good luck. But I'm not going to sit around and wait and basically take my life of waiting for you to get your butt in gear and say, okay, let's do it. Because he was gung-ho before he really got really emotionally attached, and this is what he wanted. And now he wants to play games, and I don't care what these guys say. They're game players because they won't sit there and admit how they really feel, and which really puts things in a situation where things don't go forward. Because the woman's always waiting for some kind of reaction from the guy, and if he's never going to give it to you, you're going to be sitting there waiting for a long time. So trust your feelings. If it tells you that this person does love you, and he can't do it, also trust that, too, to realize that on your list, it says you're looking for somebody who wants you as much as you want them. Obviously, he doesn't. Doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It's just he won't allow himself to go for that, let that happen. Okay? So trust yourself and say, okay, if he can't do that for you, then what's on your list, that person still exists. And then take a step back and ask yourself, am I being pulled to another direction? Because you might be being pulled by your soulmate, the one true person who will give you exactly what you're willing to give. And isn't that what we're all looking for in the first place? To be comfortable and trust enough where we can just love unconditionally?
Yeah. You know, that's the truth. However, I mean, you know, when there are age gaps, and I don't want to get into age gaps because age gaps, they vary with people. But, I mean, I could be 21 and I could meet someone who's 21 and that person is older than me, has an older soul, has an older way of looking at things, is more mature.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
all
I mean?
All I'm saying is when you have a relationship that works in every way and the only excuse you have is an gap or age, then you're just looking for excuse to keep yourself from where you really want to be at.
Yeah, then you look for excuses now.
Because, you know,
when you're a woman, okay, we have, when you're a woman, okay, and let's say you're a woman and you're past, you know, your fertility stages, and up comes a young man in your life. Now, how do you know what this young man has got to be aware that you cannot give him children. I mean, you're not the young woman that can give him a family. I mean, there are some young men that say, well, I don't want one, you know.
Well,
but,
when we look at the situation,
I mean, there
are
some realities here. You can't be too divorced from the reality of who you are, really.
Yeah, the reality is based
because
perception.
Because the woman is even...
I'm just saying, we need to step out of the whole thing, get back to spirituality.
I mean,
okay, two people are meant to be together. Won't we just let them be together? If a guy who's 24 doesn't want no kids, and he's with an older woman who can't have kids, it's a perfect match. We can't sit there. We can't sit there and second guess people's. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, if a person doesn't want something,
it's not
our responsibility to sit there and look at that person and say, okay, why don't you do the responsible thing because you're supposed to have kids? How do we know that?
Right. That, no, I see what you're saying. That's exactly true. That's right.
So
that's
just,
right.
Because we're looking for respect. I think we need to understand that that person at that moment in their lives wants to do those certain things. And if that's what it is, and we're in, also in the same realm too. I don't want to have no kids. They don't want to have no kids.
Right, so respect
then,
that, right.
Right, so we look at the situation. But I'm saying that I've seen a lot of things with people who have a tendency to sit there and go, okay, I'm manifesting my life. But when you sit there and really get deep in what they're focusing on,
right.
They're focusing on manifesting in their lives because of what the world says is important to them. That's why they're having a hard time manifesting those things, because those are the things that are not meant for them. They're supposed to sit back and really look at the situation and ask
right.
themselves, what are my wants, needs, and desires? And also to realize with relationships, don't put any expectations on a person and what they should do. What you should be doing is just say,
yeah.
okay, when that person comes into your life, just respect them and, you know, love them for who they are. Because we sit there and said this last week, too, where it's like no one or no thing has ever hurt you. These are the things that you allow to be done to you. But also the same realm, you know, you should never
right.
sit there and say, okay, this person's not loving me enough. Because you're sitting there going, well, why don't we take a step back and look at that person, and maybe they're just being exactly who they are. Which we need to take a look at that, too, and say, okay, if that's the case, then why do I feel that lack within myself?
Mm-hmm.
That's because you haven't done the work and loved yourself enough. It's not that person's responsibility to love you.
Right.
It's your responsibility to see the reflection that says, maybe that's true. I haven't loved myself enough today. See what happens. Because what you might find out by taking that little extra time
mm-hmm.
for yourself and loving yourself, you'll find that person will do the same.
You're so right. No, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're so right about that, really. I've experienced that. Really, you're right. But, you know, we have our off days. Everybody has an off day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I may have a whole week where I'm just totally off, you know what I mean? And then
mm-hmm.
we expect the outside world to make some compensations, and then we wake up and we say, okay, wait a minute, you know, Monday comes. And then suddenly we're realizing, you know, it is me. It's the things that I have to do. And you start to feel better. You know, it's not the world's problem. It's you, you know. So,
right.
But, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
61 years of living, I've been through the gamut of a lot of things. But, you know, I'd like to think that I still have another 40 years of living and learning to do. Because every day, even though I say, okay, I'm 61, I have experience, there's still things for me to know, man. And I'm always curious. I'm forever curious. And
mm-hmm.
And I think that in itself is putting a light, you know, a fire under your feet. And that's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you alive, is your curiosity. And, you know, it seems like information just falls out of the sky with me. You know, I'll be thinking about something, and I'll be trying to figure out something, and bingo, here's information about it. Like, it just comes from nowhere. And all of a sudden, I'm given this, you know, insight about this is where I should be, you know, thinking, or here's what I was looking for. So you say there are angels around me. I have angels. I feel
mm-hmm.
Gabriel around me all the time. I love Gabriel.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
I call on Gabriel all the time. That's an archangel. Why would archangel want to be around me right now?
Well, they're like the angels, too. They're just on a higher level, the idea. I'm helping you, like Archangel Michael is good for cutting cords. Archangel Gabriel is good for motivation and writers. And motivation for one to actually embrace a new life change.
Yes. Yes. Do you see any new things, else, like some other new things coming around from me? Any new things, like people or situations? I mean, I don't want to take up all your radio time, but...
No, you're fine. So you want to know...
You really have, you have good insights. So.
Okay. Joe, I was just sort of saying, ask that question one more time.
I mean, are there a lot, are there some new things that are going to be coming into my life, new situations, people? Are there some things currently in my life that I should be thinking about?
No,
I don't know how well to ask that.
Yeah. No, the one thing I was picking up on that you need to focus on is the thing that you want to do. Is there any one particular thing? The way it comes to me, it's like a chain reaction. What you do is you let your guidance lead you to which one to start with, and then you'll start seeing that you're probably going to top on every one of those. Okay?
Wow. Yeah, yeah,
because I went through the same thing where
whatever
I was like, okay.
That one thing I want.
Right. And whatever that one thing that pops out the most,
right, I see what you're
go
saying.
With it.
Go with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
did the same thing. Go ahead.
What?
No, I was going to say, I just did the same thing.
For the past 2.5 months, it's just like the whole road opened up for you.
Mhm. No, that's what I was going to say too. When I made a decision to go back to Colorado, I even sit there and said that, you know, since I went to Colorado the first time and with everybody paying for the trip, because I always look at opportunities like that as a pure sign that when things are taken care of for you, that's the direction you should go into, because that's how it works. And that's exactly what happened. I just sit there and say, okay, I deserve to have the same kind of trip back to Colorado that took me there in the first place. You know, where everything was paid for, it was good opportunities and all that kind of stuff, and I did it again. So as soon as I said that, I got an offer for someone who said they were going to pay for my trip and even pay me for some services I'd done. And now I'm in Colorado.
Wow.
So when you see, when you follow
that's
through.
That's fantastic, really.
That's what I'm saying. All you got to do is just, okay, that's the thing I should do. Just follow through with it and watch the opportunities come to you to make it happen.
Yeah,
hello. Right. We got all these people in the chat room, too.
Thank you.
Happy luck. Are you in the chat room at all?
Oh, all right. I don't want to hold you up. No,
oh,
I'm not. No, I don't know why.
I just want to sit here and thank you for calling in, and I'm just saying, you know, follow through with the first thing like you should go through. Experience at least three of these life changes or certain things that you're looking at are going to happen in the next 3 months. And please give us a call and give us an update on how things are going, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. You want every week?
I'm actually on 7 days a week. We'll be on tomorrow night again at 8 p.m. doing 2 hours reading.
Oh, all right.
If you ever want to get a chance out there, if you want to sit down and do a private session and take advantage of one of these 7-card angel readings, I'd love to sit down and do one for you.
Oh, all right. Where do I do that? Is there a website?
Oh, yeah. What you need to do is, I'll just give the information out there for everybody as we're doing this, and what you need to do is just call 740-500-8863, which is actually, that's what I was asking for in the chat room because I just put the number in there. Or you can go to my website is simple, is www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Yeah.
I tell everybody,
if you go to the website,
you'll see that. You'll see my regular prices, but see, we have special prices for the people who call the show. So please call me for the details, okay?
Oh, all right. All right, I'll let you on the 61-year-old lady, Risha, and you're going to call. Yeah. All right, thank you, Psychic Journeyman. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, I'm going to check out. I'm going to watch the chat.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Thank you, and you have a great night.
Wow.
And we will.
That was, you gave me a lot of wisdom there. You gave me a lot of good stuff. Thank you. You should write a book. Have you written a book yet?
No, but actually, I've heard that several times, so I think I should do it, too. Every time I do readings for people and I hear things said
about you,
my angels are always reflecting back to me to sit there and say, you should also take your own advice. So, yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
We should both write a book. Right. So take it.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll get off the air now. I want to watch the chat room. I guess there are some people there that are asking questions. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
And I'll listen in that way. I can still listen in that way. Yes.
Okay, I'll put you back on mute, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night.
Hello.
Okay. looking at, oh, here we go. Okay, D, I'm looking at the chat room. Some people in the chat room, like, we have Laverne, we have Skeepnet, we got Wiccan Vampire. I was trying to figure out what Wiccan Vampire was talking about. I thought she was asking me a question and saying, okay, you know, ask me a question. So I did. I said, well, yeah, okay, yes, tell me about my career and my girlfriend. And then from that point on, I haven't heard nothing. And then we have Happy-Go-Lucky, which is actually, she said her name is Christina, and she's asking a question saying, do my guides have any messages for me? And the biggest thing I keep picking up on is Frank says, you need to listen. It's like the idea of relationships and that kind of stuff, this disarray, and there's some things going around there, and they're saying that you need to start really listening to yourself, focus on that inner self of yours. You're a very strong, very powerful woman, and you should really trust that. If you can hear me, also give me when your birthday is. And also I was going to go over real quickly and say, okay, we're giving some information to our last caller. And if you want to give her, if you want to take advantage of those private readings we're talking about, you get the full details on those things. Like I said before, we're giving special prices to the people who call and listen to the show. So when you go to the website, you'll see that you'll see the regular prices. That's for everybody else. That's not for the callers and for the listeners, which we appreciate the support and people, all you've been out there, okay? But it's, the way it works is you give me a call at 740-500-8863, or if you give me a call at 740-601-9835, which is my Skype number, or contact me through www.psychicx30man.com. We have some really great prices going for our callers this month. What we call it, we could call it the March Madness, if you like. But what it goes is, readings usually go for $125 for 60 minutes. For 40 minutes, it's $75. And for 20 minutes, it's usually $55. But for our callers and for the listeners for the show, you're only going to pay $33.33 for a 60-minute session. For a 40-minute session, you're only going to pay $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, you're only going to pay $11.11. We also do group readings and parties. For group readings and parties, it's usually a flat fee of $150. But for our callers and for the listeners out there, if you want to take advantage of those prices, it's only going to cost you $77.77 this month. So jump on the prices and take advantage of those situations. Therefore, 5 or 10 of your friends can get some answers to the questions, because when we do these sessions and parties, they just don't get a couple questions answered. What they actually do is almost get a complete reading between 20 to 40 minutes for each one of your guests, for each one of the people that are in the group reading. So it's a really good deal of getting all your friends together, having a great time, and getting some answers, because it's a serious situation. Also, we do life coaching and relationship counseling too as well, and usually those sessions go for $135 for a 90-minute to 2-hour session. But for this month, you can get those sessions of sitting down with your child or doing some life coaching or some relationship counseling with your spouse for only $77.77. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, or my Skype number, which is another good thing we're doing right now too. So we can also use Skype to pitch your parties, to also do group readings where you get 5 or 10 of your friends to go on Skype and we do a conference call, and that's covered, and only that's usually a $150 flat fee for 5 or 10 of your friends to do those. Is do those conference call sessions. But for this month, it's only $77.77. Also, if you have a party or you want to sit there and want us to be there for the group reading where we can all sit around the table, all you got to do is set up a nice laptop with Skype on it, and we can be there, VI Skype, webcam, the whole bit. And we can do all kinds of things. We can do past life readings, regressions. We can do palm readings. Usually it takes on the format of palm readings and that kind of thing. But also, if you have a party or a charity function that you would like for us to do for charity, we can also do the same thing through Skype, or we can be there in person. And when we do those sessions, we just volunteer our time to come to you to help you manifest what you're focusing on, accomplishing your goals, what kind of money you're trying to raise that for that function or whatever. Give us a call. We will help you reach that goal. We will even teach you how to do it. We'll teach you how to manifest those sessions too as well. So think about those things. And also, if you want to sponsor the show, that's only a flat fee of $40 a month. So take advantage of those prices, and just give us a call at 740
800-500-8863. And speaking of sponsors, let's give a nice little shout out to our sponsor. And his name is Richard Palenga, who sponsored this show. And he has a great website called DivineBodyWash.com. So go check it out. Some great products, fantastic products that can actually help you in your quest on your spiritual path. And he's actually saying for our listeners, for the honored listeners out there, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body wash and body mist. So check it out, because it's really a great deal. And for a small donation, you can get this product and really get a chance to test it out and also do like the rest of us do. It's fantastic. All right? So if you want to take advantage of this and donate to the show, please do that by just simply going to our website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Push the donation button. As soon as you hit the donation button, go to the contact page and give us the information so we can get that bottle of body wash, or depending on what you're donating, to get those bottles out to you. And also, the same situation, give us a call, and you can also give us the information that quick, too, so we can get to you even quicker. All right? And that number is 740-500-8863. Okay, Dee, why don't you give them the information so they can take advantage of that fantastic jewelry and your fantastic readings as well.
Okay. Contact me at 207-374-5072. For an hour's worth of time, that's a donation of $60. Or as I say all the time, whatever readings I do, I have suggested donation prices, but you know, I'll work with your budget, and I'll try to get back to you within 24 hours. Contact me at spiritwiththemessenger@hotmail.com. Contact me also at fairyinthemoonlight@yahoo.com, F-A-E-R-Y, if you want me to read for you on Yahoo Messenger. I can read for you on MSN Messenger, which is spiritwiththemessenger@hotmail.com. For an email reading, I suggest $20 for messengers between 20 and 25, somewhere in there. And if you're interested in jewelry, please use the same email address for now. And I can send you some pictures and show you some of what I do. I use good stone beads such as turquoise, amethyst, rose quartz, you name it, pretty much I use it. And I use sterling silver. I use a lot, but when it comes, sterling silver is usually in pendants, but for beads and otherwise, I use a lot of Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is a very high silver content, and it really makes the pieces stand out. They're really, really beautiful pieces, so give me a shout, and I'll see what I can do for you. If you're interested in chakra jewelry, you can work on that, too. I'm trying to branch out into that, so I'll be waiting to hear from some of you.
No problem. Also, like I said before,
I think I covered it.
Yes, another
point to say.
Now, a word from our sponsors. His name is Richard Palenga. He has a nice website out there called DivineBodyWash.com. Check it out. Donate to the show, and you can contribute to actually help us get that message out and to continue to do so. Just with a small donation of $25, you get a chance to sample a product that probably would help you out because it's all natural. We're all looking for natural ways of changing our lives. But a lot of people don't realize the idea of changing products from just shampoo and toothpaste and exactly what they do and how they do affect us. Well, they actually do create blocks within us, so we really can't really focus or use our intuition because there's some kind of cloudiness or something like that, when it could be just certain chemicals in our body. So check out Divine Body Wash. I think you'd be really impressed. And the idea of donation to the show, we appreciate all those donations. We appreciate all the donations we've gotten. And we say thank you so much. And like I've always said before, like I usually say at the end of the show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And when I say give love where love is given, it's the idea of where that is. Give love where love is given is the ideal, really, realistically focusing on yourself. To realize that the more love you give yourself, the more easier it flows out of you. It touches everyone in your life, and you also. Okay? Also, putting in the chat room again, if you want to give us a call in here and get a reading, please do so by just simply calling 646-721-9031. Also, earlier on the show, we also had a lady named Jessica Insight, who also works on Oranum.com like I do. Go check her out. Oranum. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.com.
and check out Jessica Insights. Very powerful readings. We had a little trouble with the audio here. But go check her out on Random. I think you'll be very impressed, and she's very, very good at what she does, but sometimes she's a little nervous. Don't we all? But when we're on our own element, relaxing and doing a little thing, things seem to flow very close, very quickly for us. So, again, her name is Jessica Insights. She's on Random.com. Check her out. Also, I'm on Random, too. On Random, I'm called Psychic X Journey. I couldn't use Psychic X Journey, man. For some reason, their browser, I couldn't get man in there. So I had to use Psychic X Journey. So check me out on Random, too. I'm also on Keen. There's another company out called Psychic Lot. Not Psychic Life. Psychics Forever. I think it's psychicsforever.com. I'm also on there, too. So check me out. And there's all kinds of different ways of actually getting readings and that kind of stuff. But if you really just want to go and forget those companies, I understand that, too. It's just that those are just options. But if you want the other option of just contacting me and sitting down and getting and doing a one-on-one reading, I mean, when I say one-to-one, you can do it in person, you can do it on Skype. But either way, it's me and you in a very detailed reading where we just give everything. And I guarantee if you do and take that chance to invest some money in yourself, it'll be one of the best readings you ever had. So check that out and just simply just give me a call at 740-500-8863 and get the details. Got a lot of good things going on. We also have gift certificates. We also have blocks of time you can buy, too, as well, if you want to buy a section of time. So later on during the year, when you don't have the money to get a reading, you've already purchased one. You have a block. And I guarantee you when you buy that block of time, I put it down in the records. I have a great thing with my website and records themselves. You will definitely get all the readings you purchased. So keep that consideration. And just simply give us a call at 740-500-8863 for the fantastic, one of the best readings you'll ever have. I guarantee we give you some insights on your relationships, money, direction, whatever it takes. We'll get there and do it for you. And until then, you want to get a sample and get an idea of what we're all about, so that you can get to know me a little bit better before you do that, give us a call in here at 646-721-9031 and get some answers, get some questions answered right now. Like they always say, the things that I'm seeking are seeking me, so therefore you're both seeking each other, so allow it to happen, so therefore it can complete itself, so you'll know exactly what to do, okay? Sit here and look at the situation and sit here and look at some callers. If not, we're going to sit here and start talking about some other things too as well to give you a little insight. We had somebody in the chat room who was actually doing a lot of stuff too as well. All right. She was born January 6th, which means she's a Capricorn. And she also said that she likes to look into a party. And I'm telling her right now, you give me a call right now, we can sit down and get some really good details and stuff like that. I guarantee you, we can get you a great, fantastic price. I guarantee you, we're going to get a fantastic service because it's like one of those things we love doing parties. When we do parties, it seems like the energy just flows and that kind of stuff. And people walk away either looking at their palms or scratching their heads because how did he know that? Interesting, right, guys? So jump in there and take advantage of that. And what was I doing? I'm sitting there putting some more information in here so you guys can all get all the, if you have any more problems, just let us know. We'll definitely get the information to you. And let's go back to the queue and see if we got some callers in queue. And yes, we do. We have a caller on. Well, we did, and they shot out there like a bat out of hell. Anyway, if you want to get a reading, please do so. I also recommend, like we say, another word from our sponsors, HemiSing CDs. They're great, fantastic CDs. The technology is incredible because it really helps your brain and your two hemispheres work together for intense focus and concentration. So give them a check. Give them a check out. Okay, go to go to www.hemi-sync.com. Yes, okay. Also, another sponsor. This is like HemiSync CD, but HemiSync CDs is not subliminal CDs. They do have some, but on a majority, it's the technology and the work, and they've got CDs on everything. If you're too sexual, they have CDs of meditations that can help you balance. But it's usually an imbalance. If you're undersexed or oversexed, it's an imbalance in your life, in your body. So it's the idea of maintaining and getting that balance between your giving and your receiving, and also the ideal of your physical and your spiritual, to balance those two out. And those CDs are very great for that. So they're given a chance. But the other company I was focusing on was BrainSync.com, which that is subliminal CDs. But the technology has changed a lot since the 70s. A lot of people are thinking, going, but people should look at the situation when you with affirmations. Back in the 50s, they used to use that in movie theaters to get you to buy more popcorn. What they would do is, underneath the movie itself, there would be the words, buy more popcorn. And people would be watching the movie, and they had a 25 to 35% increase in popcorn sales. So use the technology to help you to accomplish not the idea of eating more popcorn, but it's the idea of you have certain goals and certain wants and needs. So this would help you to accomplish those things. And what I thought was so great about the technology and also the website itself, it doesn't just, you know, most people, most sites, they have this. Most of the CDs, they just show you the things. But these, on this one, they actually show you, on the brain thing, they actually show you the subliminal messages that are actually on the CD. They're all written down underneath the album. So you know exactly what you're listening to, okay? Also, I also like the idea of sponsoring, the idea of straight talk, cell phones. If you're a person that, like me, who had Sprint and there's other companies, they charge some really outrageous prices per month. And then they have these restrictions, and they have all these taxes and blah, blah, blah. But straight talk is a simple where you buy the phone, you pick your phone, you buy it, and then you buy it, and then it's only going to cost you. The most is $45 a month. That covers everything. Not like some of your companies who say, oh, you have unlimited. But if you call a landline, you only have 400 anytime minutes. Okay? And they always notice how they put that word, anytime minutes. That'll drive you up the freaking walls, huh? So when you look at the situation, go check out Straight Talk. You can either go on the website, straighttalk.com, or you can go to Walmart and see these phones right up front, that kind of stuff. And actually, right now, they got a great technology. If you have a certain kind of phone, you can go to Straight Talk and see if you can actually take that phone that you already have. Say you already have an Android and you like your phone. They actually have it now where you can actually just buy a SIMS card. So whatever, you don't have to buy a phone. You save yourself some money there already. You get a SIM card. I think they cost at the most $14.95. And you can change your phone over to Straight Talk. And then all you have to do is buy you a $45 plan. All of a sudden your bill went from $150 down to $45 a month. Sounds pretty good to me if you ask me. Okay, guys, so let's get back to the show. Let's get some concepts going out there. My favorite book out there that I've been checking out and been putting out there to everybody also, and any books that we go over on the show, if you don't catch the information, you can go back in the archives, or you can go on my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and go to the spiritual books section, and I have all the books there. And I also have links on there, too, where you can just go right to the link if you want to go to Amazon and get them just that quick. Or maybe you see that I also have links about angel cards, and say you want to get some of those angel cards, click on the freaking box and go to Amazon, because I've actually gotten some of the cards that are just slightly used for, you know, instead of the usual 15, I've got them for, God, I've got a couple decks for like 8. So check it out. It'd be great. Be fantastic. And if you're a person who's here in who's actually here in Colorado, and you're in the Colorado Spring area, go down to Celebration. Celebrations has actually got those cards of Dorian Virtues for like $11 a deck. So check it out. There's so many ways of actually getting this stuff. So don't sit there and allow yourself to make excuses, which is just keeping you where you really want to be at and keeping you for what you really want. So go out there and get it. So we were also talking about, we're actually sitting here going, gosh, I would love to do a reading. So if you're a person who would say, I'd love to get some answers, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And we'll talk to you, give you the answers you've been seeking. So come on. We got plenty of time. We got 25 minutes and 55 seconds. It's 9:34 p.m. Mountain Time here in Colorado Springs, actually Matthew Springs area. And it's March 23rd, 2012. I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man. And this is Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're sitting here for another 25 minutes, really wanting to actually do some readings, but I do think it's one of the situations where we're going to talk about Atlantis, but I think it's more on the line that we've kind of taken on the tone of relationships. So what do you think about relationships, Dee?
I'd like to figure mine out. But I know what you mean. Yeah, I think relationships, they're complicated sometimes, and sometimes they're just, you know, it's just what it is. But I think we're in a phase now where a lot of people are really searching for a relationship, and everybody is looking for a soulmate or a twin flame. And I noticed that fell on the floor. I had a book that I bought, I don't know how many years ago now. It was on. Yeah. It was like 21 ways or something. All these ways to find your soulmate, and you know. And I looked at that, and I guess I went past the idea of looking for a soulmate partly because so many times people don't get the fact that when you're looking for a soulmate, sometimes a soulmate is not going to be that love relationship that you're looking for, and soulmates can come and go so quickly.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking for something lasting. You know, sometimes I think that people don't understand that. Yes, you can have a really good lasting soulmate relationship, and it can be a love relationship, but I don't think it's always the case. I'm not even sure where I'm at now, because you and I talked before about having found one. Then I began to, you know, now it's at that point where I begin to wonder. I just finally heard from Tom the other day saying, well, I'm going to be online this weekend. So I let him know what was going on with my computer in case I couldn't be there. Haven't heard word one from him. Well, partly he did send the message yesterday just to let me know, wish me happy birthday and all that. But it's almost like go for long stretches before I hear anything. It's like, what, you know, I don't get it. I don't get what his problem is. I get Laura, the one I've only known for maybe, you know, 3 weeks tops. So. Yeah, I do think a lot about relationships, and I think they're, like I said, they can be easy or they can be difficult, and sometimes it's all in your perception, and how you handle them. Because I don't think sometimes people don't handle relationships well. They don't. Some people think, and a lot of times you take somebody for granted. They're always going to be there. And then one day you wake up and realize, whoops. Like Joni Mitchell sang in her song Big Yellow Taxi, don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you've got till it's gone. And that's the way it is with a lot of people. And I think we are in a phase where people really want that connection. I think there are a lot of people out there that are adrift. They don't know which way to turn, and sometimes they're turning to all the wrong places.
Right.
And, you know, people, oh, for crying out loud, computer. I don't care what Skype wants. You know, we're all striving. We're all searching. You found somebody. You're happy. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. When you find the right one, you know, you just know. I thought I did. You know, but I think in the long run, even when you go through a phase like what I'm in now, it's like, okay, I'm probably going to have to make a choice someday. But when the time comes, I should know. There should be no doubt. But it is what it is. It's life, and we have to live it, and we might as well go along for the ride. Because I just had a message, earlier in the day from somebody. I've never met the person before. They're just somebody on tag, not somebody that's a friend of mine. He just saw my profile, and I got this message, can we date? The guy's in California. Can we date? I was wondering how I'm going to respond to him. Because I was telling a friend of mine who was one of my English friends that this guy had said that, and he was telling me to go for it. It's like, wait a minute. I said, you know, he's not Tony Raymond, or you are, you know. She's like, wait a minute. kind of weird. Somebody I have that knows that, all he's seen is my profile, and how much of it did he really read? Because a lot of times people look at my profile and they don't really read it.
Right.
They'll turn around, somebody that I was chatting with on Yahoo was saying, so what are you looking for on here? It says specifically friends networking, and then
mm-hmm.
they still ask you. And then he even asked me, what kind of friends are you looking for? You know, I want to run that one by me again, Junior? Genius? Because I know a lot of times people
yep.
think of friends with benefits. And this guy says he's supposed to be in Dublin, Ireland, but yet he wrote something to me today, and he said something about his English. So I asked him if he was really from, you know, I said, are you originally from somewhere else? Oh, no, he was right from Dublin. So I thought I'd test him, and I asked him if he knew the town Dunlaran, which is right next door. And I tried to spell it the way it's spelled, which is not the way it's pronounced. And he said,
uh-huh.
yes, he knew it, but I somehow suspect he probably doesn't. Because he says he goes out of the country on business all the time. I believe he's another one of those widowers, and he's got a 9-year-old daughter. You know, there's something a little off there.
Uh-huh.
His English was fine. But why ask me if there's something wrong with it? If that's your native language, you don't have to say that.
Right.
Strange.
Well,
so see, I have all these choices. I can go date a guy in California. Well, why not? Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
no,
I think right now relationships and everybody. Go ahead.
You what?
Yeah. I said, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you had something to say. That's all. Yeah, I was just sitting in the
no,
chat
no,
room.
No, I thought you were going to throw my love life up in one fell swoop.
Well, I was just saying, it's a situation. It's one of the things where you got to trust that intuition, what's going on. And if you feel like something is up,
yeah.
you follow through with that. I was sitting there looking at some of my books, and I actually had a guy I did a reading for the other day, and I said, you know, it's for some reason I was pulling out the one book that says, excuse me, your soulmate's waiting. We have spiritual growth. Oh, it's a nice book about being your higher, you know, what is it? Spiritual growth, being your higher self. And then we had the... excuse me, your soulmate is waiting. It's by a lady named Marlon Matheson. The other one's by Sonia Roman. And it says, name what you want, feel what you want, allow it to happen. But as I was reading the book, so all of a sudden this one popped out, which I don't know why it was, but he was sitting there listening to those. But as I sit there and say, oh, here's another book I just pulled out. It says, The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse. A breakthrough program for connecting with your soul's deepest purpose. It's by a lady named Debbie Ford, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the sister of Ariel Ford, who has a book called The Soulmate Secret. These are bestsellers and that kind of stuff. But all of a sudden, the guy came across the phone and said, this was the one that resonated with him the most. And I think it was because he was looking for a change in his life and a change of direction. And he felt like what he needed to do was cleanse out what he'd always believed was the truth, and the direction he should go into, by doing this 21-day consciousness cleanse to give him a different perception on what's going on so he can actually take the proper steps and do what he got to do. So that's a good book, too, 21-day cleanse. That's cleaning. So check that one out, too. And I'm just now starting to get into it. But the one thing I've been noticing, too, Dee, is that I went today. As everybody should know, I moved to Colorado. I'm living in Manitou Springs, Colorado. I went down to Colorado Springs looking for a gym because I feel like it's very important that you also not just the ideal, you know, health of your consciousness and your subconscious, but also health of your physical body as well. But I've always felt like even if you just did aerobics really stimulates your chakras. And the idea of aid you in not just health, but also chakra health and balance, stimulation. So I was down at the gym, and I just happened to, I walk in this place, it was a smooth transition. I walk in this place, they had some fantastic prices. And it was just simply a $39 initiation fee and $20 a month. You should see this place. It's like your world's gyms and, you know, those really expensive gyms, just like those, except for it's not expensive. So I'm sitting here looking, I was sitting here waiting for the bus to show up, and I just happened to look down, at the paper he gave me, and the phone number is 2222, the last four numbers. And then, not just that, they also have a branch. You know, they also have two locations. The other location, the last four numbers were 1111. Now, if you take 1111 and knock it down to single digits, what is it? 22. So I was like, what is this freaking thing? I said, 22, is it just, you know, one of those things you sell at 222s and those kind of things? Well, as I was coming back home, it seems like every time I would just happen to glance up to look at a number or something, it was either the one I've been seeing all day at 722. All right, so we got 722. I've seen 322, which was yesterday. And just variations of numbers, but they all have the 2-2 at the end of them. And I was looking them up, too. As you look them all up, they all kind of say the same thing. I was sitting there, okay, like today I saw 722. Then it says, your pure faith and optimism have created and attracted miracles. Okay, trust that the Ascended Masters are with you, guiding and supporting you. So then I started looking at, like yesterday it was 322. And 322, that's another one too. It's kind of amazing. That one means, this means, this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm here, I just moved here, so I'm trying to basically attract everything to come to me. So it makes perfect sense. And then, we go back to the other one, too. 2-2-2-2-2. That one says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. Now, do you see the progression in all these things? 2-2-2, 3-2-2, 7-2-2? It's almost like they're leading in a certain direction where it says, basically, all the things I've been focusing on, it's not the idea, are they going to happen? It's the idea they're happening right now. So it's just the ideal. The more we let down the resistance, the quicker these things happen and become a part of our lives, as in we're the vehicle that brings these things into reality in the physical form. So we just need to let, we've already done our work, we put it out there, and now we're gone, you know. But also, there was another one, too, that was pretty powerful, was 922. It says, hold the faith about divine mission. It says, hold the faith about your divine mission in life. You are qualified to fulfill this mission and are supported in all ways. The more you trust and have faith, the better everything goes, which I was thinking today. Should I get a part-time job or just focus? And the guide came through and says, no, you're doing your work. You're doing your job. You've already you belong to three companies. You have your website. You've got your radio show. Allow yourself to do your life mission, and therefore you will definitely take care of those financial situations that come into you, that everything that you've been focusing on, you're going to accomplish through your life purpose and what you're doing now. So you don't need to go outside that. The people who are living those ways, who think that's the solution, a part-time job or whatever, but that's their perception. So don't allow yourself to be pulled into that perception. Why else would you draw on here? And it seems like every time I've walked away from this thing, I always end up doing it anyway. So why not throw myself 100% into it and really, you know. So I was sitting there going, there we go. Now let's zip our butts back over here. I'm checking out the queue to see if we got any callers, which we do not. We have 11 minutes. There for a minute, we have 11 minutes and 11 seconds. So if you want to call in here, we still got plenty of time, guys. It's 9:49 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs. It's March 23rd, 2012. I'm your host. If you just tuned in and you're wondering if you missed the show and you still want to get a couple questions answered, you can still call in right now, 646-721-9031. Still get some answers to your questions. You can get a nice little reading, because usually when we stop and we're not on the air anymore, we're still recording these shows. And when we do that,
you can still get on. We got plenty of time to answer those questions for you. And just as I said that, someone popped into the chat. I mean, I'm sorry, popped into the queue.
Because I've got something to run by you.
Right. I just want, but okay, sorry. But we do have a caller in the queue, and I actually have them on right now. So, hello, how
okay.
are you? And it looks like it's a private number because it's coming. It's actually got it's got ones across the board here.
Hello, is that me?
That is you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, it's you.
Hi, how are you? So I
I'm
called in
great.
For a reading to see what you can
Hi.
Pick up on me and help me.
And what's your name?
My name is Rita, and I'm calling from Ventura.
Your name is Rita, and you're calling from Ventura?
Yes.
Where is that?
California.
California, okay.
California.
Yeah.
California.
Uh-huh.
Where you been?
Excuse me? So
I was
what do you
mean? Where have you been? I'm from Maine, and I know where Ventura is.
Oh, okay. Ventura. It's like north of L.A.
Okay. Just as long as you keep away from L.A., right? Anyway.
L.A. is very crowded. The freeways are a nightmare.
Yeah, my friend was sitting there saying, the funniest thing I ever saw was the idea that they had this four-lane highway, and you got a crosswalk. It says walk. I'm like, are you serious?
Okay. Yep, that's it. A lot of cars.
Yeah, I said it should change it from walk to jog or at least sprint, because
yeah.
it seems like it's I don't know if it's, it seems like it was almost like it was when I was in Maryland. Yeah, you have
yeah,
to pull
the freeway. They should call it parking lot. You know, move
yeah.
slowly.
Yeah, but when I was in Maryland one time, I was walking across the street. About halfway across, the light turned green. Now all these people, they're not watching the crosswalk. What they're doing is like it's almost like a speedway. They're waiting for that light to turn green. So if you're in front of them, they don't even see you. They run you right over. Next time I'm on the hood, and this guy goes, "Where'd you come from?" I said, "Well, buddy, if you sit there and watch the road, besides watching the light, you wouldn't know where I came from. I was right in front of you." And I had the same problem when I was in L.A. It was like the light turned green, and I sprinted shot across that friggin' road. And so, okay, this is not funny. Even though we have some people laughing, and you're right. It's almost like it was when we, if you didn't make it back from Virginia and D.C. to back into Maryland before 4 o'clock, you were stuck in a parking lot. I remember a couple times of having a nice sing-along because that's all you could do. You sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So what's your question, sweetie?
I was wondering what you pick up. I went to court today, and I'm not very happy, and I'm wondering if I made the right choice. I think I got screwed, and I'm all over the place. I'm still processing, and I have mixed feelings. You know, it's like I'm here, I'm thinking one thing, thinking another, and it's like I'm still processing. I don't know what to make of it.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, with the situation at hand, it seems like everything fell into place. Like it was supposed to. No. I was going to say everything fell into place like it's supposed to, because if it wouldn't have, it would have happened differently, but it didn't. So it's the idea of looking at your perception and how it was when you went into the situation, which actually created the outcome. And what they're saying to you is, it's done. So just let it go. And it seemed like at the time, with everything in tow, it was the best direction for everyone concerned right now. I know it's not one of those things that's comforting, but it's also looking at the situation. It's time to cut it loose.
Well, I think my attorney, like we were downstairs talking, I was talking to my attorney, we had a game plan. You know, we had settled on this part and leave the door open for this other part. And she was all on board, and everything was, you know, we were on the same page. And then when we went into the judge's chambers to talk, she totally flipped on me. It's like a woman with two faces. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
What happened here? So I'm wondering what. And then the judge had already talked to her, so he's just going along with the lawyers. And so my head is spinning right now, is what I'm saying. But I was backstabbed.
Right.
Was I backstabbed or what? What happened? Is anybody
here? That's my impression, but I don't know. Donnie there? I am.
Okay, what do you have to say?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think you got the shaft. But I think at the same time something good's gonna come out of it. I don't know what exactly, but yeah, your lawyer slipped on you. She was right on the same page with you, but something went haywire somewhere. And oh, Donnie's there. But I did, like I said, I do think something good's going to come out of it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But in the short run, it's not making you feel all that great, and it's no wonder you're not feeling great because your lawyer just did an about face.
Yeah, but you know the judge is talking to me saying, "Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing." They're trying to do all this happy talk, and I'm, you know, and they made me go on record and blah 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 blah. You know,
happy bullshit.
Yeah, I'm happy talk. You call it happy bullshit. I'm saying happy talk. So I guess it's the same thing. But you know, what good is going to come out of this?
The same thing, but you know,
what good is going to come out of this?
Well, the impression I get is done and over with.
That's what I'm not sure of yet.
I don't understand
what
you
get it done and over with, yeah. But somehow, even though it's done and over with, somewhere down along the line, you're gonna see the, you know, as they say, there's a silver lining behind every cloud. I think you're gonna see that silver lining, even if right now you can't see it.
So this is
my impression.
Was this intentionally done by her to just, you know?
Yeah.
She said her job was in jeopardy.
I agree with that one. She just.
So with the situation, why do you think your lawyer feels like that?
She wanted her money. You know, we settled on a case, but when we were supposed to go to trial, but we had these frauds that were never part of the case or admitted into the case and then were separate. So when we settled, the frauds had no part of it. And so the settlement ran at the time, it's only on this matter. But when we went into the chambers today, you know, they were trying to enforce judgment. They want to include what was not included before. I says, don't include that. Leave that alone. You know, we can file, you know, a separate case on the frauds. You know, we can take care of those separately. And she was all on the same page, and it was like, yes, she says, you know, this has never happened before. This is, there's no precedence on this. Because usually, you know, when you go to court and you go to trial and you have a settlement, it's like everything's all inclusive. But nothing has ever happened before. There's no precedence of you have this found late in the game. And so she turned on me. I feel she turned on me.
She did. So, Gianni, look at the situation and ask yourself, what did you learn? Did you have some kind of premonition?
And they made me promise in court I would sign the check so everybody can get paid.
I understand that, sweetie. But what I'm saying is, what did you learn about yourself? Did you have any kind of some kind of inkling or some kind of twin?
Downstairs when we talked to her, we were all on the same page and we had a game plan and everything, you know, she was, you know, I walked upstairs with her, you know, we're on the same page, you know, we're going, okay. And then we went into the judge's chamber, it was a complete roundabout. I'm like, you know, and I felt attacked. I had everybody attacking me. I'm sitting there by myself. I had the judge going after me. I had my attorney going after me. I had the defense counsel going after me. I had everybody going after me. And the judge is trying to – I felt manipulated, and then they says, well, we're going to go on the record. This is all about protecting you, Cheryl, so they pay in 2 weeks.
Right.
This is, and I'm walking away, and I'm thinking about this, you know, I'm going, this had nothing to do with protecting me.
Mm-hmm. No, it was protecting, it's like an asset of someone feeding into the lack of limitations, so therefore.
And they said, you're going to cash, you're going to sign that check. You're in court on record before a court reporter. You're going to go in and sign that check so your lawyer can be paid. That's what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I refused to release this doctor who did a lot of bad things to me. He wanted a universal release, known and unknown, before, during, after, everything and all, like he did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He butchered, maimed, and tortured me and gave me lifelong and life issues. I didn't want to release him. So, oh, happy day. Mm. He's sitting there having a margarita with a big happy face, and I got to deal with this for the rest of my life. And I really got nothing out of it. I got enough money for some immediate surgery that I need and really nothing more. And the rest of it, it's like, I said, what happens if this happens? She says, you can go on Medicare. Medi-Cal will pay for it.
No, lovely.
She gave me a blood virus that turns into cancer. So what happens if my blood turns cancerous? From what he exposed me to, because, you know, it's a long story, but, you know, but anyway, she said, you can go, mm-hmm. you can go on Medi-Cal and Medi-Cal. They'll pay for your cancer treatments.
I understand.
The caring, the feeling, not.
I understand. But the one thing I pick up the most is the thing that doctor did is not a permanent thing. It can be changed, and it can be changed. And
your blood virus is forever. You can't get rid of it.
I understand, sweetie, but I can't sit there and feed into what the medical field and all this other stuff. This is a done deal, because that's what they tell you, but it's not. I've seen too many things that are not in this country. Like, there's cures for things that doctors say here are not. You just can't find them in this country. And when I go one step further, any kind of divine intervention or any kind of thing working in that kind of spiritual realm can change this thing. There's even been proven to even changing DNA. So therefore, what things are passed down from generation to generation are actually canceled out and stopped right here so they don't continue on to the next generation. It's just the idea of realizing that with society, we have a tendency to feed into looking at these situations as being permanent when they're not. There was a situation where a person said he was gay, and he was telling this preacher all kinds of stuff. This is the way I was born. And he just basically looked the guy in the face and said, you can be born again, and you can be healed of this ailment. Of course, that's his perception. But what he's saying is, if the person's looking at it as an ailment, or being gay is something he doesn't like being doing, he can change it. Anything can be changed. I understand what you're saying, too. I just wouldn't feed into this stuff of saying, okay, the world says this, this, and the other. I would use it for motivation to actually prove everybody wrong. And even to the point where I said, is there any chance of suing this doctor again on other ways, on other levels that he would think he's done with this whole thing? But I still feel like there's still more solutions to be had at. And I don't see this thing as just something as in done to the point where there's no option. I do see it as a situation where it could be done and put it behind you, and then start looking for the solution of saying, okay, they say a blood ailment can never change. This proven wrong. Why should we feed into this?
But then nothing's going to happen to this doctor. He's been doing this for so long, and everybody protects him. There's no protecting people. And my attorney says, my job is on the line. You're jeopardizing my job by not, you know, settling and signing the release.
Oh, I don't buy that for a second.
This is what I was interested in doing with the situation. If you really want to go the route of the world way of doing things, as I would step back and I would sit there and try to, I don't know if you can or not, but I'm just saying to get some evidence, proof, that this lawyer basically lied. It's one of the situations I'm trying to sit there and explain to sit there and just rise above the whole situation, because I've always seen situations like this. Anytime you have brought any kind of divine intervention into it, it always seems to have more of a positive outcome, which works in your favor. It's just that you have to let go of what you just went through, so therefore you can see that this is nothing that's permanent. And I understand you want this doctor to get what he wants or what he deserves, but when you look at the situation, he will, and the lawyer and the judge and everybody concerned will get exactly what they deserve.
I don't always believe that. People get away with stuff all the time. He's been getting away with this for many years. He's had so many lawsuits. I don't even know how many lawsuits. He's had a couple dozen. He's had a lot of lawsuits, and he gets away with it again and again and again and again, and everybody protects him.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm feeling bitter. Do I sound bitter?
What I was saying was, I was in a situation the first time I was here in Colorado, that I had people going around spreading rumors, which are the worst ones you could have, is basically portraying me as a child molester. Did I feed into it? No. I said, whatever they say and whatever they do will come back on them tenfold. And God and angels, I ask for you to see that they get that return right now. Because I think with the situation and what they're doing, they need to be taken out because all they're doing is doing more harm than good. And people go, oh, that's kind of simple, but do you think it's going to work? In a month, there was one lady who had just opened a shop, but if you would have heard her talking, she was going to be there forever. She thought she was the best thing on the freaking planet as a psychic reader and a whole bit, okay? Do you know, I went by there a month later, she was gone. I don't know what happened to her. Don't really care. But I do know for one thing, that after I said what I said, things were put into play very quickly. See, if you want to go the worldly way, they have lack of limitations throughout the whole thing, which usually has a tendency to work against you. But when you put that divine intervention in the whole thing, I swear to you, I've seen so many things that happened with that situation. There was another lady that had a partner who was trying to do the same thing. She lost her shop, and they were gone. Now, of course, they're probably still out there in some kind of frame of mind. They're still doing the same thing, but they wasn't doing any more harm to me. And it seemed like every time they would try to do things, where they would go down the same path, it's almost like the same thing would happen to them too, where they would be diverted into another direction. And what was the one I saw where the person who thought they were so smug that they got away with something, they died in the most heinous, painful way they could ever die. And I think that was because karma doesn't always come back in the same form it's put out, but it comes back and it stings. So I'm just saying, with the situation you're looking at, I'm just saying, since this other thing didn't work, I still feel like there's still an option to sue the lawyer because she flat out just lied. You know, her job, let's think about this.
How do you go, you know, it's hard to get a lawyer to sue another lawyer.
But also with perception.
This woman is so respected and loved and liked and admired in her field. There's no one going to take her down.
And do like my friend says. She said she had a friend that a lawyer pissed her off. Then she just sat there and said, you know something, I just wish you would wrap your car around a tree. A week later, that's what she did. So, that's, you know, I'm just saying.
What I wish is that they go and get a doctor just like him and they experience it and then they can think of me.
Well, for some reason, I feel like there's going to be a situation just like that with the doctor you're talking about, where he's going to walk out to go in and get his gallbladder taken out and come out with no legs.
You feel what? Say that again.
I feel like he's going to go in the hospital to get his gallbladder removed and come out with no legs.
Come out with minus a leg?
No, minus two legs. So everybody's talking about this Medicare. That's what he's going to be on.
He's going to lose both of his legs from a gallbladder removal.
He's going to lose, yeah. I had a guy one time who went in to get some surgery on his arm. And when he came out, he actually mistakenly taken the tricep off the back of his thing, and he had this weird-looking cast on the back of his arm that was actually put on there with screws and bolts. Okay? It happened. But you have to look at the situation. What kind of karma was he dealing with? I'm just saying. You know, you're sitting there saying these people don't get what they deserve. Maybe you don't see it, but from what I've seen, they always have. Well, we got a caller in the queue. Not to put
you
on.
Have a new caller. I thought your show was over by now.
No, but what happened, there was like 2 seconds left and they got in there. 42 seconds kicked off. And we're still recording. We can record up to an hour after our show's over with.
Oh, okay. You're still recording because I don't see you on here anymore.
No, we're still recording. So if you go back in the archives, there's an additional whatever we did.
Oh, okay.
I just
wanted a reading to see what you picked up on today. You know, where was the judge? Where was the judge's head at? Why was he not listening to me or trying to work with me?
I get the impression he wanted to go home. I know it's a simple answer, but sometimes that's all they are. It's like looking at people, like I've seen, I was working on grand jury. Some of these guys would just sit there and indict people just so they could go home. And I saw the same thing with this lawyer where it was just like, okay, let's get this done so I can get the heck out of here. Of course, it's irresponsible, but again, if you look at this decision he made and what he was doing, very irresponsible too as well. So I'm just saying with the situation going on, all I was asking is just to get the idea of focusing and saying, okay, is it possible that maybe once in my lifetime, divine intervention could actually intercede in the situation for these people to get what they deserve? Because I feel like that's what I feel and that's what I pick up on. And that's what I'm being told. I mean, you got a lawyer. Because what I was sitting there trying to do was, why would a lawyer say that their job is at stake if they work for themselves?
Well, she worked for a big law firm, and she's a partner in a big law firm. And she says she lost a case in February, and then I'm not signing a release, releasing this doctor from all wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. So she met.
So therefore, they're not going to pay unless I release him from wrongdoing and give him a free pass. They don't say free pass. I call it free pass. They call it release. I call it free pass. The play on words.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what they do. They will give you nothing unless you release them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the judge said, you promise to sign the check?
Mm-hmm.
You're promising to the court you will sign the check.
Ew.
So the lawyers can be paid. It was all about the lawyers getting paid and screw you.
Right.
Bingo.
Okay. But
so anyway, I was just wondering if you had anything added that I didn't see, you know, what you pick up and stuff.
From all the things I pick up on, that's what I see.
It's over. It's done. There's nothing good going to come out of it.
I think somewhere down the line, yes, I said it before, somewhere down the line there's going to be that silver lining. Donnie talked about the doctor going in for surgery and coming up minus a couple of legs. Well, hey, somewhere along the line, you know, they say what goes around comes around. The doctor somehow, at some point, he will get his.
And so is she.
It will happen. Yeah, the lawyer will get hers too. She's gonna find herself sitting in a hospital one day, going, wondering what the heck's going on.
Oh yeah.
One of the things I wanted to do. The boxer has her staff came down, and I asked her staff, I'd like to get involved in malpractice. You know, plaintiff's advocacy, and then when they do, like, when they go to pass laws and things like that, I said I'd like to get involved. And I'm wondering, you know, she's on the federal level, but they also have stuff on the state level. I was wondering if she would help me, you know, her office would help me, get involved and try to change some laws and for patients.
Uh-huh.
That's, I forgot what this, so they call that, you know, I don't know if anything would ever become of that, if I would be helpful in any way, or they just blow you off as a nutcase.
I don't think it's that. Well, with the certain people you were working with, I wouldn't go through them, but I do feel like going a different route, a different avenue, yeah, you could definitely make a difference with those things too. It's just the idea of actually going out there and find some more people to work with, get you a nice little group going on. And then go to a lawyer. That way, I'm just saying. I get the impression, group people. There's people out there in the same boat you are. And then put them together and rally up against the situation. I just feel like you would definitely, like you seeing a female lawyer on that situation too, but nothing like the one you had.
Are you talking about a class action?
Yes, I am. But I feel like you find those people and you follow through with it, you will definitely make a difference, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call, and you have a great, great
you're
weekend.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Take care. Dun, dun, dun. And let's go to our next caller. Okay, let's hit that button again. There we go. It's area code 347, who's been waiting for a while, and I can feel the impatience with her. I just want her to, you know, to relax and say, it's okay, you're on the air now. What's your name,
yeah.
sweetie?
Thank you. That's fine. I was listening in. I'm happy I was lucky enough to get in. So thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm actually calling about my love life. I am just wondering what's going to happen. I'm actually in love with a friend of mine, and I'm just hoping we kind of had, you know, some time apart, and recently we've been coming a little, you know, back together. We've getting a little closer, and I'm just really hoping this is going to turn into a relationship.
You're really hoping this will turn into a relationship?
Yes.
So we can classify it now, because it seems like to me that you have some very intense feelings with the two of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of intense feelings. It just hasn't actually manifested into the relationship that I'm hoping for. So I just saw him today, like in a group, you know, like a group dinner, and it was kind of like he was kind of distant, and I also kept my distance, because I guess it's like when we're in a group, we kind of keep our distance from each other. But it pissed me off also.
Right.
So, what the hell is
I'm just saying the situation, take a step back and look at it real clearly and go, okay, I need to take the expectations off of what I expect.
Okay.
And allow this person to be themselves. But also at the same time, I think you should also, sometimes people forget when I say you need to still maintain being blunt. Okay? Which means when you feel it, you call the person on it. If it's a bluff, or a person saying, you know, I don't know, or they're distance and that kind of stuff. Because I really got the really strong impression here of very playfulness, okay? What I mean by playfulness, it means to enjoy what is going on between the two of you. And also for both of you to let down the guard, to allow this to happen and unfold, that you both have, in some ways, control issues, which means you have expectations of way it should unfold. And they're saying you should let go of that. No hands on hand on nothing. And just let it unfold naturally, because it will. And it'll actually happen a whole lot quicker. Because I can feel the intensity within yourself that you have a tendency to do that. You're like, okay, this person's not doing what they should. I can feel it. Not realizing that one little word, should, could actually create a block between the two of you that makes him get distant. But when you sit there and put yourself in a situation of being very playful, in the sense of being very playful, people have a tendency to let their guards down without even thinking about it. And that's when the real intensity of a relationship comes together and goes forward. You don't have to do nothing but be yourself. That's what we say, by being yourself and looking at yourself and go, okay, why am I expecting so much from this situation? It's because I'm not really focusing on me and realizing I should be focusing on those expectations within myself. Like, okay, he's not showing me how much he loves me because I can feel he cares about me. You feel that. But see, if you sit there and focus and sit back and give that love to yourself, the reason I say it's important to be yourself, because more likely if there's a connection happen between the two of you, what you do for yourself will go through that connection to him and allow him to do the same for himself.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so when you sit there and look at those situations, That's why they always stress so much on being yourself. Now, the one thing I have problems with psychologists and all this other crap is because they talk about too much. They don't help people understand that when they start talking about levels and sections, oh, we're moving to the next level, what they're saying is these are the things that you work within yourself. You don't sit there and tell your partner, well, we're moving to the next section. No.
Right.
That kills the spontaneous part about the whole thing. But some therapists forget to tell people, you know, this is just for you to analyze the situation, to ask yourself if you're going in the right direction or not, or if things are going good, so you have something to work with within yourself to analyze the situation. So you can see the red flags for what they are. If not, then just proceed to go forward. Now, you're sitting there saying that he's distant, but also you have to understand that's your perception. When he looks at it, he's just looking at it as, I just don't feel like talking. I don't feel like communicating.
I
don't feel like being a part of anything. But see how the perception on both sides of the whole thing, if two people would just sit there and say, why are you distant today? He'll sit there and say, well, I'm not really being distant. I just don't feel like talking. And that's the truth. Once you sit there and, but that's when we talk about communication. Is when one person gets curious and wonders what's up, go to the source. Ask the person, what is up with you? Be nice, but go to the source and do what you got to do. I've done the same thing myself where you sit and go, okay, what is wrong with you? And that person will come back and say, okay, there's nothing wrong with me. So I sit there and say, okay, what was I picking up? Which helps me to analyze the situation within myself to maybe I was tapping into my own insecurity.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Because, I mean, he was pretty, just today it didn't seem like he was really enjoying himself there. And, I mean, engaging in conversation when people would come over to talk to him, but he wasn't really, like, engaging himself.
Uh-huh.
So my perception of it, of course, was, you know, he's being distant. But you're absolutely right. It was just like, it wasn't just with me. Now that you say that, I'm thinking it wasn't just with me. It was just in general. But I'm just, you know, hoping that it does, like, I know I have intense feelings for him. Like, I know he's the one I want to be with. And his display of feelings aren't really, I mean, I just don't know. Sometimes I think I know that he has the same intense feelings for me, but he's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just feel like, nah, he doesn't feel that way about me. Like, I just need to, you know, stop making this illusion in my head.
Well, right now what you need to do is you just need to retreat and give yourself some time, too. Because I feel like, you know, when you sit and look at the situation, what you really need to do, really, and I've seen this so many times with people who don't do this, they'll even tell you that if you listen to them. When you say you need to follow your heart, and they'll sit there and say, well, if you do that, you'll get yourself in trouble, which means that's a confirmation right there. They do love you, or they wouldn't have made the statement in the first place, or wouldn't even noticed it. They made a choice to do that. But I just feel like if you really just follow your heart on this whole thing, you'll know exactly how he feels every time he acts stupid, or he doesn't act like that on the surface. You will always know how he feels, and that's what you need to trust, because the actions on the surface are the ones that are trying to divert and try to convince you that they don't, because he's not ready to deal with it. But I guess before the beginning of the show, if we could just get down with some of these women and say, hey guys, when you follow your heart and something tells you that this person cares about you and they're basically bluffing or playing games and saying that they don't know or they don't want to talk to you because they can't really talk to you, because if they do that, even the idea of saying, I don't care about you, just saying the words resonates with them where they can't go that route. That'll bring those emotions and feelings out anyway. But if we get so blunt, and I'll sit here and say all of this, because I mean, I've seen men do the same thing where you just kind of feed into it. Well, this woman's been through a lot. So what? You know, she made a decision. He made a decision to be a part of this relationship. Your paths are crossing. Out of all the things that have happened, they would have never happened if he didn't want to be there.
Right.
If he didn't want the same things, it would have never happened. So therefore, we have to be blunt and straightforward and tell him. And I had this girlfriend when I lived here before, I met her through the shop I had, and we were sitting there talking and stuff. We spent one night together where she just sat there and had her arms and legs around me, and mm-hmm. she sat there and was, and she basically did that for 18 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next day, she had the nerve to sit there and look at me and say, I can't get close to you emotionally. And I'm sitting there going, what? And you were just wrapped around me for 18 hours because that's where you felt safe. And you
right.
were emotionally connected to me. So what I did, I looked right in the face and said, you're so full of it. Actually, I said bullshit. And she said, and I tell people, when you say these things, you might get an unfavorable reaction, but you also have to be strong with it too and stick to your commitment. Okay.
Right.
Because I saw this thing, when I looked at her and said, bullshit, she looked at me and she goes, okay, you're right. I don't want to get close to you, but I have gotten close to you, and it scares me. See, by me being blunt and calling her bluff, she opened up
right.
and told me. Okay, that's the point. She opened up and told me. And we had a conversation, we communicated, and we worked it out. But if I would have just sat there and let her and just enabled her to do that, we would never got anywhere. So that's what I'm saying. With these relationships, that's why I want to write my column this next month, too, like how we should be blunt and straightforward, and we should, if we have something within us that has a voice, it needs to be said, because it's definitely going to make a difference on the outcome of what we're trying to have. But at the same time, voice your opinion, but maintain your convictions and stick to your perceptions of how you see this coming out. Because if this is what you feel, see, that's one point. You also said this is the person you feel like you should be with. This is the one.
Yeah.
Then have a conviction in that whole thing and be very strong within your own beliefs, that you just strengthen that vision of your outcome and focus on that. Don't let yourself be swayed one way or the other because he doesn't act it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the point. Acting is acting. Acting is foolish. Acting
mm-hmm.
is not real.
Okay.
We watch movies all the time. There are people acting, and they're pretending to be something that they're not. And then we have other people who pretend to be something that they don't think they're not, but they are. And that's the illusion. We have to look past. But the only way we can see past that illusion is we have to trust ourselves. We know who we are. We know that we're real. We've attracted this person. So we know this person feels the same way, or we wouldn't be crossing paths because we attracted him. And the same thing with him. So call the bluff. I just feel like with some of the straightforwardness and bluntness and everything, every time you have a voice within you that says you need to say these things, every time you follow through with this, you're going to see a person coming forward and closer to you, okay?
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense, because I get pretty passionate about certain things, so...
It does. It completely makes sense. It does. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And please, I always tell people, please sit down with me and do a nice 7-card angel reading or sessions with me, because I guarantee you it'll be well worth your money. It'll be one of the best experiences you ever had. And plus, it's one of those things that just almost like I always say, it's like hitting the nail on the head.
On the head,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, just some reinforcements with things. That I like to take these things from this point to a private note, so I can actually show people these 7-card readings, because
mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people like to have their whole life on the air. So if you get
right.
a chance, sit down, because I told everybody right now,
not really.
Yeah, we're having a fantastic specials for March, and for a 60-minute session, it's only going to cost you $33.33.
Wow. Okay.
So
definitely.
I recommend that you book it after the show or book it as soon as possible, because I would like to sit down and work with you as soon as possible. Because I know for a fact, I worked with somebody before, it took us 9 months to get him and this girl back together, but I just knew I could do it, and I just really, I wouldn't give up on it.
Okay,
so,
I'll definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I appreciate your call.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye now. All right, guys, let's see here. I'm trying to find something. We are done. We are out of here. And I'm going to sit there and do like I do. I haven't done it in a while. We're going to sit there and kick you with some music.
complain.